Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Access for All at UMD hosts an annual art exhibit opening next Wednesday in the university's Multicultural Center with a reception from 4 to 6 p.m. This collective show is by the Arrowhead Alliance for Artists with Disabilities, and the show is called Odd, Our Everyday People. It's open to the public and to the campus community. Odd and Access for All have been hosting this exhibit for many years, and Radio Gallery spoke this week with UMD Access for All representative Judy Brewer.
I'm Judy Brewer. I am a peer advisor with Access for All, which is sponsoring the Odd Art Show here at UMD again this year. Access for All is a student group that basically works with disability awareness. We do things around campus to try to create events that would educate, dispel myths around disability, that kind of thing. And it's an open group. If you don't have a disability, you are certainly welcome. We cover a lot of different things. We do everything from having, you know, movies and panels to we were the sponsor of Robert Kenner, who came in a couple years ago. I have been with Access for All for probably about the last 4 years, and I believe that Odd has been working with Access for All before I came. It's really excellent to see the pieces that come up. It's amazing, the creativity. It's very inspiring. I actually haven't seen the art this year. They've done it with us many years in a row. All different kinds of mediums that people come in, painting, writing. There will be an informational piece underneath the piece of artwork that will talk about what the title is, what the meaning is, and give you some information and some insight to the artist and the piece. As students, we're surrounded by this. It's here for about a month, and we're surrounded by the art. And so I think if you're actually engaging in the art, it's something that you can be thoughtful about. Reading the information that the artist provides and kind of taking that to heart or to mind. What does that mean? Try to maybe look at the world from their perspective a little bit. Disability Resources does a really excellent job. And they are there working with the students, working with the professors, and they do an amazing job of paying attention to what the student needs and what makes sense. From experiences that I have had personally with both hearing and other people's experiences and my own, it's a very welcoming atmosphere, and they actually know what they're doing and they pay attention to what your needs are. And the other piece of that is the professors. And I have had a great experience here with my professors working with me and seeing them with other people as well. I have a visual impairment, so that can be kind of tricky. In some ways, it's a black and white thing, but in other ways, everybody sees a little differently. So it takes a lot of time sometimes from a student's perspective to take care of the things that you need to get the tools that you need. And the professors have taken a lot of that weight off so you can focus on what you're here to do and learn and study. I definitely see that there is more acceptance, but I also see pockets of that not being the case. And with my visual impairment, I had surgery years ago, which basically brought my glasses to the point that you can't necessarily tell how visually impaired I am. So I've been able to, in a sense, pass, which it's kind of interesting because I had very intense experiences prior to having the surgery where, you know, I was one of those kids with the Coke bottle glasses and everybody instantly defined my mental acuity when I would walk into a room. Exposure really makes a huge difference for people. I think people in my life have become, they think about it a little differently. Most people in my life tend to kind of forget, which is kind of okay too. It's a really complex issue that definitely has a lot of stigma. I think with Access for All, we're definitely looking to get more members. It's the kind of thing where I think the word disability scares everybody. It puts you in a pocket, or it puts you under a label that people don't want. Because when you look at disabilities, you know, we've kind of created this weird culture about overcoming your disability and being amazing. You know, it's like, wow, you know, that person is in a wheelchair and they got through the snow and aren't they amazing? And so I think that has kind of polarized things a little bit too and complicated the issue.
The reception for Odd, Our Everyday People is free and open to the public. Refreshments served from 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, February 19th. The exhibit will be on display through March 11th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, please send your comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.